There's a couple things you should know about me. One, I don't like to cut my hair.
No.
Two, I love comic books.
Yes.
And things like that, of that ilk. Three, love trivia. Uh-huh. And four, I'm not a fan of the millennial generation.
No, he is not.
And I'm very vocal about it.
Yes, you are.
We have a variety of good ones here.
Yes,
we really Franzia, you're a pretty good millennial.
She's a fantastic millennial. She's the hardest working chick I know.
Yeah, she's would you put my Franzia's mic on? There you go. Thanks, Mike. But, you know, our other intern Mike, that kid, he has a work ethic like he was born in the 1950s.
He also looks like he was born in
his haircut.
He kind of does.
I digress.
But yeah. But yesterday we were out, and I met this woman. Her name was Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes up to me, and she's like, Salt, big fan, but my daughter hates you. And like she used that term, and I was like, that makes me laugh. So I'm like, okay, tell me why your daughter hates me. She's like, oh, because she's a millennial, and you don't like millennials. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm trying to motivate them to get off their ass and do something. Instead of like complaining about things and say, oh, well, we have it so bad. Everybody has it bad. Every generation has had different struggles that they've had to deal with.
Sure enough.
And I just want you to stop complaining about it.
All right. Well, can we put you on the phone with some millennials?
Absolutely. Line number two. We have Tawana. She's 26. Good morning, Tawana.
Hi.
Now, it says you blame your parents?
Oh, no. I blame the parents. My parents were awesome. Ever since I was growing up,
mm-hmm.
they always told me, you dress for the job you want. You work for the job you want. You have to have a good work ethic so that your older people can look at you and be like, okay, this person's going somewhere. They want to be somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I agree with you that some millennials are a pain in the butt because I can't even stand some of them. But that's because their parents just kind of let them do whatever they want. Here, have an iPad. Play with your iPad. Here, do this. Go do that. So I don't blame the millennials. I blame the parents.
All right.
Some of them, not all.
See,
counterpoint?
You can't play the blame game. You can't play the blame game. Just take ownership of it. That's an example. She's a good millennial, and if you're single, I think intern Mike is single too. So you should get together with him.
All right, next.
All right, let's go to Sam, line five. Sam from New Hampshire. Now you're an engineer, Sam.
Yeah, I'm a chemical engineering major at Worcester Polytechnic Institute.
Fantastic! That is a wonderful school.
Get a girl.
Congratulations, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Now it says you make your own meals.
Yes, I live in an apartment and I make all of my own meals from scratch. It's too expensive to order out.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't be clapping for that because that's what you're supposed to do.
God,
I'm just saying. Look, I'm just saying. I love
it. She's going to be an engineer.
No, that's wonderful. I love that.
She works way harder than we do.
But saying
I make
my own meals, that's not something to clap about.
All right.
That's not trophy worthy.
I believe in you, Sam. Next.
But Sam, congratulations. So no, we go to line one from, this is Samantha from New Hampshire. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Now, what do you have to say about millennials?
I absolutely hate them, and I'm one of them. It drives me absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been working since I was 14. My parents made sure that I went out, and I was working 2, 3, sometimes 4 jobs at a time to make sure that I could provide for myself. They instilled in me that you don't look for handouts. You do what you have to do to survive.
And would you quit a job if you were like, oh, I want to take the weekend off, so I'm just going to quit this job because it didn't work out?
No, you put in 2 weeks' notice and you request time off because, I don't know, it's a time off request form. And if you can't get it, that's it. You made a commitment to something and you work the weekend. Who cares?
HR is there for a reason, people. Just saying.
Salt, how does it feel to be so very perfect?
It's amazing.
Oh, my God. I'm far from...
Not you, honey. Talking to Salt.
Okay.
It's amazing. I want everybody to feel this way.
All right. Well, then. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, Samantha.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.